in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to make a clarification to a motion and enter into the record that the appointment for Brenda White to the Development Connections SB 40 Board was from a term of 1-1-2022, a term ending at 12-31-2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Ballistic Helmets, number 20-056. I have a letter dated May 22nd from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference agreement by and between Hardhead Veterans LLC and Taney County and approves the agreement as to form.
Sheriff, do you know, I guess, the bid was for 14 helmets, but the contract's for 11?
In the agreement, it says 14. You got it?
I don't see the copy of the contract.
Do you have a copy of the contract?
I don't.
Oh.
Hang on.
I'm just going off of the letter.
Oh. In the agreement, he's got 14.
The agreement's got 14 helmets.
And it's 14, what you...
Do you guys mind if I read this paragraph real quick?
No.
It just says that the request for bid and agreement states that the purchase is for 14. However, the quote contained in the contract documents only identifies 11. The awarded bid amount of $5,731 matches the invoice amount for 11 helmets. So I just wanted to make sure that we're getting... That might be a Nikki question. I really don't know.
Yeah, because we need to see the bid. I read that, and I went back and listened to the tape to see how the motion was to be sure that it would, and everything, the way the motion was, we were okay because it was just approving the agreement per that file number of the hard hat.
Yeah, we just awarded the bid, but we didn't.
Uh-huh.
Just want to make sure that we...
So we might need to... verify that they will give 14 at that price then.
Because the invoice is showing 11, for they're ordering 11.
If they sign this agreement that our attorney's drawn up for 14, then they would be agreeing to the 14, would be the way I would see it.
Well, but that we just need to make sure everything's.
Mm-hmm. Um, Can we approve that on the contingency that...
I guess we can always approve it. And then if they don't, they don't.
Correct. So we would check that they would do 14.
And we're going to have to order more in the future. So I don't know if we'll have to rebid to do that.
It'd be nice if we'd thought of that at the time.
Well, we had another donation come into us that we wasn't expecting, so we didn't know we was going to be able to do that.
Okay. Well, if you don't have questions, I would agree to accept this agreement. And and we would check with Hard Hat to see that...
When Ron was here, we always did it at a certain number or more throughout the year.
Mm. Right, yeah, 14 or more.
Right.
I know we do that with vehicles.
Does it matter to you if we check on this week with them and then put it on for next week?
I'd rather do that. That way we're not...
Okay. And I'd like to hold it over till next week.
Yeah, move to table. Agreement for ballistic helmets to next Monday.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Agreement for guardrail number 20-055, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated May 22nd from the attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference agreement by and between Stephen Easton, doing business as Highway Safety Solutions vendor, and Taney County, and approves the agreement as to form.
Is that pretty normal that they have a 5% fluctuation possibility to cover inflation?
It's something we've been doing for a few years because of increase in material, you know, because we do the 3 1-year renewals, mm-hmm. and they're still having to honor the same price, and they may be getting a 20% increase, you know. So
to get a bid, you've got to put that in there.
Seems to be giving us a more fair price by doing it that way.
Of course, that's the only company that ever bids on it, right? Because we don't have
it. I think in the past we've had other bidders who just, they were always the low bid.
I just thought he said last week that he normally didn't have anybody else bidding on this because we didn't have enough.
We have had one other company, but that's been a few years.
Well, yeah, it's been a few years, but yeah, I remember there was always two, if not three. You guys have any other questions on it?
No.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Stephen Easton, doing business as Highway Safety Solutions.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Devin, when we go out for bid, do we give them an idea of how many guardrails we might be purchasing during that time?
Well, I just give him a list of the material that would be required that would go off of the MoDOT. We don't necessarily give him any footage. We don't give an estimate from year to year. This time we're going to have some unexpected guardrail to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I didn't know. You had said before, because we didn't use many, that we didn't get many to bid, so I didn't know if they checked before.
It's price per foot now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got 9:30 a.m. We'll be in recess until 10 a.m. and we'll be upstairs for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion in our conference room.